السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس، والله يحب المحسنين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا إن في الجسد مدغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله، وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله، ألا وهي القلب. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد، بشير النذير هاشمي مكرمي، عطوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمد. رسالة درو شريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. All praises due to Allah تبارک و تعالی، our creator, sustainer, nourisher, protector, master of the worlds. Durood and salam, peace and salutations upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved family and companions. Brothers, ulama ikram, huffaz, it is the grace and mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah Pak has given us the wealth of iman. May Allah keep us with iman, die with iman, strengthen our iman so that we have entry into Jannah. Jannatul Firdaus with this iman. Allah Pak has given us another Mubarak occasion of Jumu'ah. So many people were alive last Jumu'ah, they are beneath the ground this Jumu'ah. Allah fill the qabr with noor. Who knows whether we're going to see the end of this Jumu'ah. Allah grant us the barakat of this day of Jumu'ah. Very importantly, some advice is given. A sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, O Nabi of Allah, give me short advice. Give me some advice. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, La taghdab. He said, O Sini ya Rasulullah, give me some advice. He said, La taghdab. Don't become angry. So I wish to share some lessons about anger. Ghadab. Ghussa. And we hear this term all the time. We experience this feeling. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions about anger in the Qur'an Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ali Imran in the 4th juz, in ayat number 134 mentions, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Those who give their charities secretly and in ease and adversity. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. The term كَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, those who swallow the anger. We all experience this. Nobody can say we don't get angry. All of us experience this in our lives. وَالْكَازِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And they are forgiving people. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And then Allah loves those who are kind, courteous, generous to other people. So this forms under حُقُوقُ الْعِبَادِ. There's three aspects to this ayat. I wish to speak about the anger itself. The hadith I cited, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُدْغَةً. That all of us in our body have a piece of flesh. إِذَا صَلُحَتْ. If it is correct, spiritually, to a certain level, then that is good. The whole body is good. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ, and when that part of the body is diseased, it is sick, then what happens? فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ, the entire body is sick. أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ, and this is the heart. We are not talking of the physical heart, like the example is given that those who are sick will go to a GP, they'll go to a cardiologist, they'll go to the specialist, they will give them. We are not talking about that heart that is just pumping blood, or is that muscle just being used by the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are talking here about the spiritual heart. Inshallah, some lessons that we learned, may Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq to make amal itself and all of us benefit, inshallah. There is a beautiful hadith to support what I am saying. Man kazama ghayzan wa huwa yaqdiru ala infadhihi mala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala qalbahu amnan wa imana. The gist of this hadith is, if a person learns to control, channel, refocus, redirect his anger, I'm going to explain just now what is the anger phases that one goes through. Every day we experience this. Man kazama ghayzan wa huwa yaqdiru ala infadhi, in spite of having the strength to overpower, override somebody else, but he controls himself, he swallows his anger at that moment, just that thought flashes, my Allah is watching me. Wa huwa yaqdiru ala infadhi, having the strength to vent his anger totally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will favor that person. Mala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala qalbahu amnan wa imana. Allah ta'ala himself says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is quoting this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill his heart with peace and strengthen his iman. Keep this two ayat hadiths and this ayat in mind. Brothers, we experience this every day. It's a condition of the heart. There are various spiritual diseases. When we go by our mashayikh, they guide us. And the first quality that they remove from the heart, it is not taken out physically. Just by joining in the company, is ghussa, ghadab, anger. Hazrat Mawlana Masihul Ummah Jalal Abadi Rahmatul Alayhi mentioned one short, two words, in a short sentence. Ghussa pas ayena. Ghussa should not come. Agar aa gaya khuda na khasta, he said it beautifully, to nigal ja, swallow it, drink it up. Now how will we know what we experiencing? There is a phase called escalation phase. Something triggers us to become angry. When you do counseling, when we do the social development, character development program, you have a guidance counselor or your mentor or your sheikh to guide you through this program. And each one of us must learn how to control ourselves. Something triggers a person. What triggers it? There's a principle. Beautiful principle. Everything may not work according to our ways, our desires, our intentions. Understand this. So when it doesn't work according to our desires, then what happens? One agitates themselves. They become angry, reflect, each one must introspect. We become angry about some situation. Once we learn to control and accept it, it's called acceptance of a situation, and say, I leave it in the hands of Allah. This is hilm, this is burdabari, this is tolerance, this is acceptance as a test min janibillah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The converse or opposite of this is immediately something which is called anger, ghussa. I hope you understand this concept. Nothing difficult. It is what we desire. All our desires cannot be met on this earth. It will be inshallah in Jannah. Whatever one desires, you will get it in Jannah. But there are situations in a person's life, from birth right till death, he will or she will experience this situation. But we must learn how to redirect, refocus and control each situation. Don't lose focus. First of all, the first phase is escalation phase. We're having a chit-chat with somebody, you're talking to your family member, household, and commonly it happens. It happened in the wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his lifestyle as well. We learn from the Quran and Sunnah. They got upset about certain things. Everything was not in conformance to what they desired, but it became a test. Look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If we look at his seerah, one of the outstanding quality was this hilm, forbearance, tolerance, which we all have to learn. If somebody pushes you by mistake or error, even on the surf, you want to start arguing with the person. I won't read namaz in this side of the masjid because he's pushing me here. I'd rather go that side. If the muazzin was not there 1 minute late, we're getting upset. The imam sahab led extra kirat, we're getting upset. Or his bayan went over the time, we're getting upset, isn't it? Our wife says something, she didn't bring that, you get upset. So these are the things that trigger us. Clients, customers, we get upset. But this is where the test of iman will come when we become tolerant. Three short stories from the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to give us a practical lesson of how to control ourselves. This is in Medina Sharif. Picture ourselves, Allah Pak, take us for Hajj and Umrah. All those going, Allah accept the Hajj. Make it maqbool and mabroor. And the ziyarah of Medina Sharif, mabroor and maqbool, inshallah. Jism ho kahi apna, dil to hai Medina mein. Recite Durood Sharif, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadi wa barik wa sallim. Imagine the time 1436 years ago in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not the masjid what we see now. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is conducting his majlis. Sahaba are seated. Masjid Nabawi was simple structure, sand. Majlis is carrying on. A villager comes in, doesn't know the adab of a Muslim, of the masjid, is not even a Muslim. He comes inside and urinates in the Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sahaba infuriated. Automatic response from any person if somebody walks in here now and start urinating. We all will get up, we'll start shouting, some people will pass remarks. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam seated himself so calm. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu gets up to reprimand him. Another sahabi goes to stop him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, leave him. This was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Leave him to complete his urination. Imagine the hikmat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After a little while, he comes to greet Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam say, go outside, make wuzu like this. This is the house of Allah. We don't urinate here. We urinate outside. There is a special demarcated place. And get some water and cleanse it. With these few words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam won his heart. Secondly, if he stopped him at halfway, would have caused so much of taklif to him. That is why when you excrete yourself or urinate, you should be in a secluded area, read your masnoon dua, there's adab of even going to the toilet. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told the sahaba, if you stopped him halfway, it would have been inconvenience to him. On that simple act of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam holding his anger, controlling the sahaba at that moment, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam won the heart, he became the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Did we take a lesson? That if the house of Allah, Allah forbid, if somebody has to come to desecrate the house of Allah, what will our iman say at that moment? Yes, you will get angry at that moment because they're desecrating the shi'ar of Islam, the house of Allah, Baytullah, Masjid, anything. Understand this. The people that broke the Babri Masjid in India, so many of them went blind on the next day. But Allah gave hidayah to a few people who stood on top of the Masjid and broke parts of the Masjid. This is the wisdom of Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was forbearance. Forbearant himself, tolerance, was utmost in his life. It's the first example we learn from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that don't get angry, weigh the situation, be tolerant, especially with family members. Second lesson. Once somebody passed a remark against Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu was seated. A few of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu were seated. A person who was a Jew, non-believer, he believed in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, came inside, insulted Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This is where our iman should strike. When something against Islam is wrong, then we should become angry. Wage jihad, be strong enough, my iman should move to a turbocharge and say, I will stand up for my Allah, my Quran, my Nabi, my masjid for Islam and deen. We stand up for all things that are wrong and incorrect. Understand this. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala looked at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he looked at this Jew straight away. And with one strike he flogged this Jew. Put him down and he sat on his chest. You may have heard the story before. This Jew at that moment, he knew that he's going to be dead. Hazrat Ali will take out his sword, or one blow, he'll be dead. Look at Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who was under the tarbiyat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That time he was not even the son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Jew spat on the face of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. At that moment, how much more you will go into a rage? How much more you will become angry? Your emotions will know no bounds. And this is where we need to control ourselves, brothers. We vent our anger at anybody who pass remarks, who say a few words. They mix the vocabulary and swear. They become vulgar. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a Sahabi Rasul, tarbiyat of Nabi Ali salatu salam, he moved away from there. Sahaba were looking at him. Some even taunted him, "Oh Ali, what is the matter?" In front of Rasulullah saw some. One was the adab, he wanted to kill him. But he replied a beautiful statement. He said, "I flogged him at that time, he was swearing my prophet, my deen, my iman, my life can go, my Nabi of Allah must not be harmed. That was for the sake of Allah. But when he spat on my face, I knew my intention would change. And this will be revenge. My Nabi of Allah never took revenge, brothers." Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala reported later also. Somebody asked him, repeat the incident. He said, "I had so much of strength that I could have finished him with one blow with my hand, leave alone the sword. He would have gone into Jahannam. But that was the turning point. My Nabi of Allah, seeing this incident, says, compliments, abshir ya Ali, with the glad tidings of Jannah, man kazama ghayzan, fahuwa yaqdiru ala infazihi." He has the spite, the strength to vent his anger. Mala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala qalbahu amnan wa imana, filled his heart with peace and iman. Two lessons, brothers, we have. Take a lesson. How can I inculcate this in my life? My family, my wife, my children, they say things, especially Muslims. Hazrat Masihul Ummat Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib Jalalabadi, Allah fill his qabr with nur. He quoted one hadith in a majlis. People were swearing him, passing remarks at him at Jalalabad, where the Khanqa was. One statement, Sibabul mu'mini fusukun wa qitaluhu kufran. Swearing a believer is fisk, transgression. Your iman is decreasing. Killing a believer is kufr. And then he quoted many, many stories and waqiyas of our kabirin. How much of sabr they had. Hazrat Hakim, Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Nawwarallahu Marqadu, wrote one risala, Ilajul Ghadab, treatment of anger. Many waqiyas are given, but one story I chose from there. Of a sahabi radiallahu ta'ala, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This sahabi was known as Sahibul Quran. Became a hafiz, he learned so many surahs under Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صاحب القرآن. You want to learn Quran, go to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned this. He loved the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much so, in certain qualities, he resembled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He loved Nabi of Allah. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, walking with Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, making gush, just walking out of Masjid al-Nabawi, going towards their home. They hear some beating. It was Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, beating his slave. And the slave is saying, Allah. The slave is saying, Allah. Actually beating him. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud didn't hear the footsteps of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They recognized. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Amlik, ya Aba Mas'ud, be careful, be aware. Nallahu aqdiru alayk. Allah has more strength and power over you that you have over the slave. When he turned around, he was not angry. He was fuming with rage over that ghulam, that slave that made a mistake, some error, some misjudgment. Today we will fire the imam for something, or we'll say something against the staff, or you broke the breach, the contract, or something. You are no more required. Look at the burdabari, forbearance, the tarbiyat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala. He said, Wallahi ya Rasulullah, Wallahi, he took a qasam on the oath of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, huwa hurrun lil wajhillah, O Nabi of Allah, I have freed him for you, for the sake of Allah. What lesson do we learn, brothers, those under our care, especially our family members? There should be this tolerance. There should be this hikmah and hilm which we learn in the tarbiyat of the mashayikh. Don't get angry if a glass breaks. If an accident happens, if your child fails the exam, you're getting angry over material things. Yes, there will be natural anger. But when the child doesn't perform the salah, which is farz, then nobody getting angry. An entire household is sleeping through fajr salat. Nobody is getting angry. My Nabi of Allah raged himself when somebody missed his fajr salah. He said, I would like to order the children to gather the firewood and burn the houses of those not performing salah. My Nabi of Allah took up the arms in Badr, in Uhud, in Ghazwa-e Khandaq, and so many occasions. And he said, we will wage jihad against those who destroy Islam or the artifacts of Islam or something like that. Where is your power and will, brothers and sisters, parents, grandparents, in your own family? That person and child may sit so many hours on the internet, Facebook, on the phone, whatever it is. Where is the iman when he's missing his salah? He's not performing his Quran. Performing his salah, reading his Quran. Where is the iman ever? Did we get angry on that? So there are occasions to get angry, and there's occasions that we control ourselves. Somebody said it very nice. Anger is such an effect that our mouth speaks faster than the brain. It is such an effect, powerful effect. It's a tool. That is why our mashayikh Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, learn to control your anger in the khanqah. He expressed in the khanqah. We say, take your alim of the masjid, take an imam, take a sheikh, somebody who is your spiritual mentor. He will control and guide and refocus your anger. That's all. You can't kill it totally. Understand this. This inner desire, we cannot kill. Anger leads to hasad, ghibat, kina, bughz, adawat, and other things, as also other spiritual diseases. What will happen to the small heart that we got? Dard-e-dil paida kar do. Hazrat used to say, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that create the pain in the heart, spiritual pain, from all this filth and evil diseases. And the prescription now coming to the end. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, people will give you different prescriptions. We look at Quran and Sunnah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned to Ashabi, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm getting angry at my horse. I'm getting angry on my wife. I'm getting angry here. Imagine talaq he gave to his wife also. نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام تولیم وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. As soon as this agitation of anger comes, read أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. It's a whispering from shaitan. Take some lessons home, brothers, today. Myself and all of us, inshallah, we take stock. First of all, weigh the situation, listen to the next person, and always understand, try to understand from that person's perspective. Don't justify. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how much of harm and hardship? Was anybody beaten here for Islam? Was anybody mocked and sworn up for Islam? My Nabi of Allah's tooth was made shaheed at Uhud. Blood oozed out. He was becoming angry, but yet he was making dua. Aye dunya mein bahut paak mukarram bankar, koi aaya na magar rahmat-e alam bankar. He said, if they don't accept, their progeny will accept. Oh Allah, forgive them, they don't know what they are doing. Where's this quality of tolerance, brothers? Learn it, inculcate it, find out about anger management program. Go to Muslims, don't go to non-Muslims. They will tell you, drink more alcohol, take more drugs. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, read A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim if you're very angry. 7 times, 14 times, 21 times. Some people have to read more. Make it like your tasbih. Also read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It will calm you down because these are the names of Allah, the Magnificent, the Merciful. If you're standing, they say sit down. If you're sitting, recline, lie down. Drink some water. Move away from the place or the situation. You know, there's a craze now in South Africa called road rage. They're having races. They're causing it, our youngsters. Allah give hidayah to all of us. And they want to prove their might with their cars. Where are they ending up? Most in the Qabristan. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. As parents, we have to have this discipline at home. And this control of anger. Learn to respect how to talk to your parents. This anger vented to your parents. She will give you or he will give you curses. You will be doomed in this world. Qabr, akhirat, and everlasting jahannam. Even if you have spark of iman, brothers, because you got the baddua of your parents. I met a brother 2 weeks ago, and this is what sparked me to speak about this topic. He said, because of some inheritance matter, and I was delayed in payment, my mother cursed me that you're going to die as a non-believer, a Muslim lady. Lady made hajj, husband passed away, finished the iddat, the husband has taken a loan and will pay it back to the estate. And she said, you're going to die a kafir. Muslim lady, she lost her iman. Secondly, I say, he came crying. He said, Maulana, give some advice. How do we solve the problem? How can I please my mother? I say, every day go and serve her. To make dua for her. Give sadaqah on your father's behalf. But don't curse our own children, brothers. Understand this. The ummah want to see the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the anger management is not only in the masjid. Outside the masjid. Two musallis are fighting over a parking. Somebody fighting over something. What happens? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The ummah needs to learn how to control themselves. So, a'udhu billah, bismillah. There's a very powerful hadith. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave a prescription. Kanzum min kunuzil jannah. La hawla wa la quwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Make this our wazifa, morning and evening. Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawarallahu Marqadahu made this his wazifa, morning and evening. Anybody get angry? Say, read 100 times as your tasbih, morning and evening. Allah has the power. We have no power. You may have power over your wife. You may have power over your animal or your conveyance or somebody junior than you. Let somebody senior care. And he even said, okay, vent your anger against Muhammad Ali Boxer. Then you see what happens to you. Hazrat gave that example. So brothers, coming back to the point, Quran is mentioned about swallowing the anger. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, whoever controls and swallows their anger, Allah will fill their heart with peace and strengthen their iman. Inshallah, we're going to do this. And three is the prescription, simple from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do these following things. Read, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Control yourself. And if you got too much, then speak to the sheikh. He will automatically, you'll see after a few days in the khanqa or in this good company, automatically this quality will be refocused. It can't move away totally. Because when the time comes for your action in the face of Islam, in the defense of Islam, that is where you're going to use your anger. May Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. May Allah protect the ummah. Also, just to announce, one of my ustaz, Mawlana Sher Ali Khan, Rahmatullah Alayhi, passed away this morning at 3 o'clock in Surat in India. 92 years old, a great walking library, an alim who walked from Afghanistan to India, studied in Darul Uloom Deoband for 10 years, and then taught for 40 years in Falah-e-Dar in Tadgeshwar. He was the Sheikhul Hadith, and he was a very, very powerful alim. A person who read a kitab one time and he became like virtually memorized. And Allah fill his qabr with noor. They said 3 o'clock today, so maybe his janazah is already over. All the students, all the family members, Allah give them sabr and accept his khidmat of deen, whatever isal sawab we can. All those who passed away and all those who are sick, Allah give them shifa. Allah fill the qabr with noor of those who have passed on. Allah give us the himmat and the sabr and the quality of burdabari and hilm to become forbearant, inshallah. And Allah guide us all. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.